Morning. Reading today is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God. You've been saved through faith, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Okay. Getting aligned. This morning we've heard from three different people who have sort of said, actually, I want to align my life with something different. Now, the abbreviation DIY. DIY, lovely, lovely little thing. Hands up, who enjoys doing DIY? Who enjoys? There's a few people saying they enjoy it. Hands up if you've experienced doing DIY. Okay, a few more. Well, yeah, so DIY is something that we sort of do. It's one of those, you know, one of the simplest tasks is potentially putting up maybe a picture or a shelf. And obviously, I know when I do DIY, you think, oh, that's not going to take long at all. It takes a lot. It takes a lot longer. In fact, it always seems to get, think, oh, I think I need some more tools. So, you know, just doing the simple, like putting up a picture frame, it's like, oh, I've made a massive, great big hole in the wall. Oh, well, never mind. Let's fill it and try. But yeah, so DIY is something that we've all experienced. And you might be thinking, well, what? That's really interesting, Nick. Thank you so much sharing a bit about your DIY skills. Now, I'm happy to come and share them with you if you like, you know. I'm quite good at doing IKEA. I'm very good at the furniture building, but it's just the putting things on the wall that I struggle sometimes. But what's all this got to do with this morning? I'm going to show you. Okay, doing DIY, one of the things you might use is one of these. This is a spirit level. Thank you. A spirit level. Some of you might go, I've never seen one of them before in my life, but potentially some of us will have done. So yeah, this is it's got a bubble, which helps you work out whether it's level. There is a bubble on here, and if you get it right in the middle, that's level. Okay? Most builders won't start a project without one of these. It tells the truth. Okay, it tells the truth. It doesn't care about what we think or what we hope or what we feel. The bubble reveals whether something is level or not. Because I can look at something and go, oh yeah, that looks all right. And others might walk in and go, oh, it looks a bit wonky. No, it's fine. But if I was to put something like this up against it and go, oh, it's not all right. This will tell me whether it's level or not. You see, today I want us to think about how God reveals the truth about our lives and how the good news of Jesus, because I believe Jesus is good news, the good news of Jesus brings us into a right relationship with him. We've heard from that reading from Ephesians, which is a letter written by Paul. It's Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. And we're going to look through it. We're going to walk through this passage considering this. And you're going to go, well, I don't quite understand. But hopefully, as we get to the end, you'll go, oh, yes, I see. So the spirit level reveals the problem. It reveals that potentially it's not level. I've had times when I've placed a level on my handiwork and the bubble has been way off. The shelf is wonky. Partly just because I think, yeah, that's good enough, that's in. And I think you've got it level, but it doesn't. If we can move on slide, because I've not got this, I have got it here. Here we go. So that's the spirit level. There we go. Thank you to AI generated images. So, you see, the Bible does something similar. God's word reveals our true condition. Paul says we are spiritually dead. Paul says we followed our own way. We are separated from God. This can be uncomfortable. It can be very uncomfortable to hear because most of us compare ourselves with others. We'll go, I'm not as bad as that person. I've tried to live a decent life. But God's standard isn't other people. God's standard isn't his own holiness. God's standard is his own holiness. The spirit level doesn't compare one crooked shelf with another crooked shelf, because that would be work for me. Oh, I've got this one. Yeah, they're all right. It measures against a true standard. It measures against a true standard. Likewise, God's word shows us that we all fall short. We all fall short. We've all potentially got a yellow card or even a red card if you think about the World Cup. Once the problem is identified, we then seek to resolve the problem. And for our lives, I believe it's the good news that comes from knowing Jesus. And actually, in our reading, there's two words. It says, but God. But God. That's such an encouragement. But God. These may be two really beautiful words in the Bible. We were dead to sin, but God loved us. We were unable to rescue ourselves, but God acted. We deserved judgment, but God showed mercy. This is the heart of the gospel. This is the message that Hattie, Tracy and Haley have heard and responded to. Christianity is not primarily about what we do for God. It's about what God has done for us. Which is why through this public act of baptism, Hayley, Tracy and Hattie are recognising and declaring what God has done for them. It's got nothing about what they've done for themselves. It's what God's done for them. I know, because I'm a bloke, that I like to solve situations. If there's a problem, I want to fix it. And maybe you can identify to that. I've got friends who will say, actually, there's a problem, I'm going to fix it. And sometimes you might make it worse. And actually, for some of us, that means I'm not going to go. Why would I go to God? Because I'm going to fix it. But I want to say that I can't fix everything. I want to tell you now, don't come to me because I can't fix all your problems. And I'm a minister. Okay? I cannot fix all of your problems. What I can do is I can walk with you, leading you to the one who I believe can resolve all your problems, Jesus Christ. So maybe you are living in a life at the moment and you are going, it's rubbish. I have got problem on problem on problem. I've tried to resolve it and it's just not working. My spirit level is not functioning. My shelf is wonky. I want to take you to somebody who is trustworthy and everything is secure. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He will make kintsugi, that is all, this is its artwork called kintsugi, and about how they fix things in Japan with gold. A broken thing looks more beautiful. We're broken, but God's reached out and says, I want to rescue you. Just like the lifeguard would rescue you if you were in a pool in a problem. He fixes you. He makes you more beautiful. We all seek to try and resolve our own problems. We try and do it, well, I can sort it out. Maybe through doing good deeds. Maybe through religious activity. Maybe being kind. Trying harder. You see, many of us seek to adopt a DIY attitude when it comes to our own lives. I'll do it myself. I can resolve the problem, as I've said. But Paul says salvation is a gift. A gift can only be received. The good news is that we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. It's God who makes us new. The story doesn't end with forgiveness. God creates us anew in Christ. The same God who saved us also changes us. Now the thing is, the people who got getting baptized today, you would have heard from their testimony, they are different to how they were. Because God calls us and says, look, come, I love you. And I want you to love me. But I love you like any parent would. And they would, a parent loves. But I want to make you better. And God says, I love you, but I want to make you to, I want you to live your life better than you live now. I want to give you so much more than what you've got now. You might think my life's all right. Great. But I believe it can be better. My life's all right. My life's all right, but I know that it is so much better having God in it than with him not in it. God works are not the root of salvation, or good works, sorry, are not the root of salvation. They are the fruit of salvation. As I come to a close, I want you to perhaps take the picture of this spirit level. This little tool tells us the truth about a building. It says, oh yeah, that's level. That's steady. Ephesians tells us the truth about us. our own way, we're not aligned with God. But because of his great love and his mercy, Jesus came to rescue us. The question is not whether we can make ourselves good enough. The question is whether we will trust the gift God offers, his Son. The good news of Jesus is that God's grace can bring any life into a right relationship with him. You might think, oh, my life's, I'm awful. God wouldn't love me. I tell you, he loves us all. He does. And the gift is available to anyone who asks. Maybe this is the first time you've ever been in church. Maybe this is the most uncomfortable thing for you to be. And I'm really sorry, but I'm also really pleased that you're here. Okay? If you are feeling uncomfortable, I'm sorry, but I hope God just touches you. Because he cries out to everyone. Because he wants to know everyone. I hope you will see, actually, as Paul said, we're not a group of weird, or some of us may be a bit weird, but you know, we're okay, because we're just people like you. Do you know what I mean? We live our lives, we get it wrong. But one thing we have got is we've got God. And we believe it's better to have God in our lives than without him. And I would encourage you today, if you don't yet know him, come and talk to me, because I've got books like Why Jesus, which will give you a bit of an explanation as to why Jesus is the most important thing. Maybe talk to the people getting baptized, because for them, Jesus has become the most important thing for them. So, this morning, don't let it just pass you by. Think about it.